This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the fun.
It's the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen, family dairy farmer. The mission of this program is to be a voice of advocacy for the family farm, the family farmer, the family farm-run business, the co-ops, that sort of thing, and the locavores who are using our products. The program is heard at various times in various communities around the country. Every week there's a new focus, and then you can listen to the podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. They're all archived there. You can see what we have been talking about. One of the things that is in front of all of us, the family farmers looking at the farm bill, we're going to be talking to Scott Faber of the Environmental Working Group in a few minutes about the fate of the farm bill. The farm bill is being marked up, and so under the circumstances, with all the turbulence that's going on in agriculture, there are some of the things in this bill that are actually okay. Use the term okay. I usually start the program with some news. I think dairy farmers especially, early on as I did this program, there was a lot of focus on produce, and people said, well, wait a minute, you're a dairy guy, how come you're not talking more about cows and dairy and the plight of the dairy farmer? And yes, that's true, especially prices being paid to dairy farmers lingering far behind the cost of producing milk. There is no real effort being made to give dairy farmers a fair price for their milk, either in the government or certainly because the Suiza family, Dairy Farmers of America, Dean Foods, whoever, it's all the same bunch. They've colluded with the Canadians and other people from other countries to push the price of milk down so they can make more money and the farmers get screwed. That's basically their recipe. Now, there is a proposal that would reestablish a $20 per hundredweight floor price that would be part of this bill. The proposal would establish a floor price of $16 this year and then $18 next year and up to $20 by, I guess, all of them are supposed to step up by the end of this year. Sorry, I thought it was next year, but it's this year. The Federal Milk Marketing Improvement Act, part of what the Senate is discussing to help dairy farmers. States are trying to do things. Some states, there was an effort in my state of Massachusetts to shore up the dairy business, but the people in the Senate didn't want to do it. So now it's left to, more, it ought to be left to you to understand, those people listening to the locavores, what the value is of good milk. I used to sell raw milk in my store, 100 gallons a day for $11.50, $12 a gallon. It's what people want, but there aren't enough of these. The federal government, the local governments get in the way of raw milk being sold. It's a vicious cycle. And so when we look at sustainability, which is so crucial for your family farm, for your productivity, for the health of your community, never mind now, but look ahead, generations in the future. Don't you want to keep this lifestyle going? Don't you want to keep us producing our own foods? If we make it easier for farmers to access programs while maximizing their benefits, that's a cool thing. And that's part of what's being done in the committee to support a lot of different markets for family farmers. The Farm Bill provides mandatory funding for local and value-added programs. Socially disadvantaged farmer programs get a boost. Organic programs get a boost. Trade promotion gets a boost. The idea that I think we were talking about this last week, that Trump has suggested that we put an end to dairy being so cheaply imported into our country. We all know that Canadian farmers are, their reality is enhanced by the government supporting them, and then they sell their cheap milk across the border here, and Dean Foods happy to buy it. But what about the farmers that are here? What's our priority? Cheap milk or keeping the situation on our farms from going under. The stress that is just amazing in the farm community now, especially with dairy, it really is. Suicides and the kinds of things that we talk about in the regular society, the family farmer is certainly that's a problem. It's something to deal with. Anyway, you can, if you want to find out more, farmbill.org, 2018 farmbill.org. Learn about the farm bill, the information, contact your members of Congress, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, because it is something to be dealt with. And because this is Dairy Month, June is Dairy Month every year, we highlight milk and cheeses and ice cream and the things that we all love about being close to a cow. How many of you actually, who are locavores, I'm not talking about farmers, I'm talking about people that are drinking milk or having ice cream, liking cheese. How many of you have been close to a cow? It's one of the things I do every year during the month of June. Have tours around the farm, go out in the pasture, be with the cows, feed them bread, give them some grain, give them some corn, and get to know them. Because that's where the milk comes from, boys and girls. It doesn't come from the store. It comes from Bessie or Daisy or Elsie or whomever else is out there on the good family farmers. I'm not talking about the 10,000. No, I'm not talking about the 10,000 cow farms. By the way, since the year 2000, 10,000 dairy producers in our country have gone away. 10,000 dairy farmers are gone. What an ungodly situation it is. So speak to your senator, congressman, be pro when it comes to the dairy farmer situation and pro-ag in general. It'll do us a lot of good. We have a pro-ag situation here, a gentleman from the Environmental Working Group to talk about what is, kind of get into the weeds a little bit with the farm bill. There are a couple of other things that we haven't talked about thus far, but we will with Scott right after this.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
Hey, it's Chris from Neuro Coffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased Neuro Coffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for Neuro Coffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of Neuro Coffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With Neuro Coffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking Neuro Coffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Hi, this is the American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen, now bringing in Scott Faber, who is the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs. He's with the Environmental Working Group. So just for a moment, let's talk about the Environmental Working Group. You've been in various positions before Government Affairs for the Grocery Manufacturers Association, Food Safety Modernization Act, which went through. There are some reasons to like that and some reasons not to, from my perspective anyway, Scott. But I want to talk about with you some of the things that we all have in common here with regard to the farm bill. But tell us a little about you other than what I just have. Are you a farm kid? What do you know about the far more from firsthand experience.
And thanks for having me, first off.
Sure.
Even though I'm in my 50s, I still hope to be a farm kid someday.
There you go. All right.
A lifelong ambition. But I've worked on now, this will be the fifth farm bill that I've worked on, and I also teach a farm law and policy class at Georgetown's Law School. Mm-hmm. And long ago recognized that farmers not only produce food and fiber, but under the right circumstances can produce clean water, clean air, open spaces, and habitat for wildlife, but only if we get the policies right. There's so many opportunities to reward farmers in the way we write our farm and food policies, and there aren't many people whose job it is to think about and advocate for those ideas every day. So I'm lucky to be able to do that.
One of the things you are, yes, I envy that. I'd like to have some say in some of this stuff myself. Maybe through you that can happen. But we all know that the individual doesn't have as much weight, and that's why we join groups like the Environmental Working Group or some farm organization, the National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau. I mean, there are a number of them. There are advocacy groups for various things. Sometimes you all come together, make a campaign work. That's really important. I noticed you went to Clark University. Are you a New England kid?
I am. I grew up in Massachusetts, but in what was once farmland, and there are still a few farms left in the part of Massachusetts that I grew up in. Sharon, Massachusetts.
Sharon.
An hour south of Boston.
Yeah, I'm in Framingham.
There you go.
I'm the last remaining. I'm the equivalent of the last remaining farmer in Sharon, only I'm in Framingham.
Last remaining farmer in Sharon. Yes. Crescent Ridge Dairy right there on Bay Road. So,
Still delivering milk. They are delivering.
Terrific milk.
They are. Yep. All right. So let's get to what the problem is. So in your mind, whether it's the farm bill, whether it's the fact that Bayer, the company, people don't realize this, so I keep emphasizing it. Bayer is the outgrowth of the company that made the gases that were used in Auschwitz and all the gas chambers during the Nazi concentration camps. That's the company, or the origin of the company, that now has bought Monsanto. I don't suppose there's any surprise there, but I just think people ought to know what Bayer. Everybody thinks of Bayer as aspirin. No, they are one of the most scurrilous is probably the best word I can use in this circumstance, companies to ever exist on the planet. And so no surprise they buy Monsanto. But other than that, I mean, we have this usual, my approach, and most people I have on the program have that same attitude. You are more focused on food labeling as it applies to what Monsanto and others are making, right?
That's right. So the Environmental Working Group and one of our partners, the Just Label It Coalition, has been advocating for consumers in America to have the same rights as consumers in 64 other countries, which is the right to know whether and how their food was made.
But they don't have Monsanto giving millions of dollars to politicians in their countries.
Well, it's really made it harder. That's exactly right. And you know, the fact that the food industry and the biotech and some farm groups spent more than $500 million to fight our right to know is one of the reasons this has been an uphill battle.
So what do we do? That's the question. How do we present the labeling? I remember California had a referendum, what was it, 3-4 years ago? Monsanto spent millions of dollars to tell people that farmers didn't want their food labeled. That was the biggest damn lie, and they got away with it because the referendum didn't pass. So it's that kind of stuff that we confront every day. Of course, farmers want you to know where the food comes from. If they are growing it, they're proud of it, they want you to know about it. What nonsense. All right, so let's get to food labeling in a moment here. Scott Faber from the Environmental Working Group with us this week in our conversation on the American Family Farmer.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Focusing on farmers' success for farms, the American Family Farmer podcast is available every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Updates on law of the news, stories, information about people who are becoming successful. That was the idea originally. Take some success. There are a lot of us who have success after a rough start. If you're a farmer or in a farm-related business, you can count on it being rough. Sometimes at the beginning, sometimes the middle, sometimes the end. But then those, and we're interested in strategies here to help you become more successful. And what better way to excel in your food, your food-based business, than to have people know what's in it? So we're focused here as we begin on a couple of different things. Scott Faber is the Vice President of Government Affairs at Environmental Working Group. And so I just talked about the idiocy of not farmers or Monsanto trying to convince people that farmers don't want you to know what's in their food. So what's the latest on the food labeling as it is part of the farm bill or maybe as it stands by itself, Scott?
So as many of your listeners know, three states, Vermont, Maine, and Connecticut, actually passed mandatory GMO labeling laws. And in response, the Congress crafted a national GMO disclosure law that was designed to be a compromise.
It wasn't a compromise at all. Come on.
I'm being generous. The compromise is that companies will have to disclose. They'll have to disclose whether their foods contain genetically engineered ingredients or were produced with genetically engineered ingredients, but they can choose how they can disclose. They can disclose on the package, as companies like Campbell's and Mars and some others have pledged to do. They can disclose through words. They can disclose through a symbol, or they can disclose through a digital disclosure, so a scannable code like you'd use to get aboard an airplane. Mm-hmm. And the big question now, and one where your listeners really need to get involved, is whether USDA will actually allow companies to use the words genetically engineered and genetically modified, or force them to use these new words, bioengineered, that most consumers don't understand or don't recognize, and whether they'll have to disclose GMO sugars and oils, which are hard to detect in once they've been refined and added to packaged foods. So, those are some of the big fights.
All right, so let's focus, let's kind of get into the weeds here a little bit. The Accurate Labels Act, which has been introduced, which establishes science-based criteria, as you're suggesting, for all the labeling requirements. This is a direct result of this last bill that basically gives the manufacturers, the producers, the right to do whatever they want, pretty much. And that didn't go over very well. So this, in your mind, the Accurate Labels Act sort of amends the Fair Packaging and Labeling Act that we're talking about. Is that going to stand a chance of getting through?
So there's two things here, just to be very clear with your listeners. So in 2016, Congress passed a different law, the GMO disclosure law, that now requires mandatory GMO disclosure, but does allow companies to do it through an
act. Whatever they want.
Then separately, some members of Congress just recently introduced a bill that would block California from requiring cancer warnings on certain foods and other products unless a government board has essentially approved those warnings. And, of course, that's just a way to have the federal government block California from letting consumers know whether products might have a cancer-causing ingredient. That bill is unlikely to become law this year, but, we're fighting it with everything we've got.
California is crazy. I live there part of the year, but I will tell you, in this case, it's called Proposition 65. Professional labels, all of this stuff. We need to know what's in the food. They're trying to force it. And so, in a way, it's sort of forcing the feds into action. Continuing, as the day continues, American Family Farmer, time is 28 past the hour.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Senate adopted a measure to block President Trump's deal to lift sanctions from Chinese telecom company ZTE. A bipartisan amendment was added to the National Defense Authorization Act that reinstitutes penalties against ZTE for violating U.S. sanctions against exporting to Iran and North Korea, and also bans U.S. government agencies from purchasing any of the company's devices or services. In February, U.S. intelligence officials warned Americans not to use smartphones made by ZTE, as the communication technology could be compromised to gain positions of power inside our telecommunications networks that provides the capacity to exert pressure or control over our telecommunications infrastructure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Farmer, the people who are on the American Family Farms. I'm Doug Steffen with the American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can hear the live show. You can hear it on there's so many different platforms now. We have Art 19, and what's that other thing that we're just going to do, Kara? Begins with an S.
Spreaker.
Spreaker. That's it. Okay. Speak to the Spreaker. Meanwhile, we get back to the issue thanks to the presentation of Scott Faber from the Environmental Working Group. We're discussing some of the things. You can follow them and what they're doing at EWG.org. EWG.org. He's the Senior Vice President of Governmental Affairs, the Food Labeling Act. We discussed that enough. Have we made it clear what our thoughts are, and should we move on, Scott, or do you still want to spend a moment or two on
that. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the, what needs to happen in the Farm Bill, especially to help address some of the big pollution problems we're facing in rural America. But I think on the GMO labeling fight, now's the time to let USDA know how important it is to just let consumers decide, trust consumers to make their own decisions and not hide their disclosures behind weasel words or apps that don't work.
Oh, so, but love let's, that. Let's weasel talk. Words. I'm going to write that down. I've never heard. That's great. They are weasels. And their words are, yes, weasel words from these SOBs that are trying to control and becoming pretty successful at controlling the food supply of the entire, not just the country, but the whole world. I, on my dairy farm, have a hard time finding open pollinated seed. And if you don't know, I mean, every farmer ought to know what that is, but locavores may not know the difference between or what how you differentiate the seed that comes from the GMO factories, i.e. Monsanto, et cetera, et cetera. They bought up most of the seed producers, the smaller companies that are all now under pretty much one roof. But the open pollinated seed, I find from, I got a farmer in Pennsylvania, one in Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, that do produce open pollinated seed. And so I don't have to deal with, but it's harder and harder, man. It's harder and harder to find that stuff. Yeah. You get into some of the things that we want to grow in our backyards. Try to find a seed company. That's a challenge. I don't know. Maybe you can answer this question, Scott. I'm trying off the top of my head to think of a seed company that's commercially viable and visible at places where you buy seeds for the garden that isn't controlled by Monsanto or one of its interests. Can you come up with any?
Gosh, you know, you would know better than I would. I think, yeah. You know, the real challenge here, and you put your finger right on it, is let's put the consumer back in charge.
Yes.
At the end of the day, you know, we need to stop acting like it's the Congress that's in charge or the big companies that are in charge. We need to make it easier for consumers to say, we want food that's raised in ways and produced in ways that are consistent with our values, that's safe, but also is grown and produced in ways that doesn't harm the environment. And it's that simple.
Yeah, one of the things that is troubling to me is that because people are so removed from the farm, they don't really know what goes on. And the ones who are active and listen and read and understand, they pay attention. There's more and more and more of them. But don't discount a progressive state like California. Progressive, I use in quotation marks because some of it is and some of it isn't. But the idea to label foods where it started there. And then those other three New England states where basically there was a counter brought around because, you know, these people don't want you to know. Because there is a stench attached to GMO, and that there is GMO stuff in their food. So, anyway, that's part of our focus. I want to talk about you and your focus on. You just asked me. I might turn around. I'll give you a couple of minutes. This is my program to ask you questions, not your time to ask me.
You're doing a great job.
I'm troubled by the EPA coming to my farm and saying the puddle in my driveway is a waterway. That doesn't hack it with me. I'm not interested. Get off my farm until you get something that really is important. So I've had open consternation about the EPA. Some of the things they do we need. And this guy Pruitt has done amazing things to screw up what people think and know about the EPA. You go from one extreme to another, which is always the danger. You know, when there was too many extremes before, and they were plural, and now there are too many extremes on the other end, and the stuff they're eliminating isn't the right stuff to eliminate. Be okay if they were looking thoughtfully instead of him trying to get his wife a job at some, I don't know where his latest fiasco is, but Pruitt's not the guy for the job. So, absent that, we have other things here that we do have problems with pesticides and pollutants and stuff. I think sometimes stuff, as I said, goes too far, spreading manure and the waterway stuff and when you can do it. I think that, speaking as a farmer, went beyond what it needed to go. But again, you know, is that the focus? Or is it the overall focus of the problems in our country that are coming from the misuse of the environment?
Well, I think there's sort of two quick answers to your question. One is we provide $5 billion a year to farmers to help address the environmental challenges posed by agriculture. And a lot of that money is being misspent. We're spending a lot of that money, we're providing a lot of that money to farmers for what are really business expenses, building roads and roof covers and storage lagoons and irrigation pipelines and aquaculture ponds. And instead of spending that money on the things, on the practices that we know will help address farm pollution, cover crops, buffers, better nutrient management. And so we need to not only spend more money on these voluntary conservation programs, we need to spend that money smarter.
Well,
the second, just quickly, the second part of the challenge is, you know, we do have a quid pro quo between taxpayers and farmers through the 1985 Farm Bill, which is that we provide farmers about $15 billion a year in subsidies, and in exchange for that, farmers help reduce soil erosion, what's called conservation compliance. And we think it's time to update that contract so that in exchange for getting subsidies, farmers do a little bit more to address these big sources of farm pollution. You know, and of course it's people who live in rural places, including farmers and their families, who are most directly impacted by high nitrate levels in drinking water and pesticides in drinking water. So we, you know, while some states have stepped in to regulate farmers, and Vermont's a good example, we think the first step is spend smarter, because we do spend a lot of money on conservation programs. And the second step is let's cut a better deal between the taxpayer and the farmer so we're getting more clean water in exchange for that, all those subsidies we taxpayers provide.
I asked my local agents a week ago if there are any programs this year that I was entitled to, and he said no. And so I then engaged him in a discussion of the Farm Bill and the billions of taxpayer dollars. You're talking about waste. The subsidization that goes to the corporate farming industry is obscene. $6 billion. You're talking about $15 billion being used to try to conserve land and where it's going for programs that aren't worth a damn. Giving corporate farmers, while many family farmers are struggling to even survive, this kind of stuff is a real offense.
Well, we found nearly 20,000 people who live in cities, who live in the 50 biggest cities in the country, who somehow figured out how to get a check from the farm subsidy program.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right.
And so there needs to be some reform to subsidy programs so that we're only helping, you know, farmers who work on farms and live on farms and really need the help. But we also need to get more bang for the buck out of these conservation programs. And you need, it sounds like you need to talk to me instead of your agent. I'm happy to point you in the right direction.
Okay, maybe that's a good idea. I'll call you after we're done. I think there ought to be some things. But I also want to bring you back in a moment to my background and what happened on the family farm as far as responsibility, responsible thinking, and my, the boogeyman is always the same with me, and I'll tell you why it applies even more here in a moment. We're having a conversation for your benefit with Scott Faber from the Environmental Working Group, ideas that you can take to your senator, your congressman, to whatever group you belong to. Why not belong to the Environmental Working Group or National Farmers Union and get your voice heard that way? Here's a way for you to help yourself to a great, not a good, but a great night's rest. My daughter and my grandson are coming for 10 days, and Megan said, hey, how about one of those My Pillows, the small ones, for miles wise? And I wasn't even thinking about it, but I do have to call and get one of them. They have all kinds of pillows. You know that. The premium pillows, pillowcases to go on them, the smaller pillows, the travel pillows, the things that are all fully machine washable. All these pillows come in a variety of sizes and colors. It's fabulous what you can find when you go to their website, mypillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Get some summer travel pillows. You know, those things, those little go-anywhere pillows, they're fabulous. Very good. So I use fabulous a lot with MyPillow because they are, and it is. Your turn to get a good night's rest and to take advantage of all the other benefits of using the products that you can find at big discounts. Just think of the name and start there. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Do traffic lights drive you crazy? Audi is launching a new traffic light information system in their cars. This appears automatically on the dash to tell drivers when the light is about to change. A recent study shows that it can increase safety and fuel economy. The system is also able to feed information into the traffic light system about congestion, allowing lights to recalibrate to manage traffic flows better. The system is not yet available in every city. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
All right, let's get a few more minutes in here with Scott Faber from the Environmental Working Group. Just to sort of put it in perspective, something that you said that I think needs not necessarily a response, but as a kid growing up on the farm, I saw how the farmers were responsible. There were three or four farms that I worked on as a kid. I've owned them all as an adult, and so I've kept in my mind how to be responsible based on what they knew instinctively. It isn't the family farmer in the main, that's causing the problem with the pollution, in my estimation, at least in my experience. It's these damnable, huge agribusinesses. You drive down Interstate 10 and come from the west into El Paso. 10 miles out, you'll smell the from the cows that are piled up 40 feet high. That's not a farm. And that kind of stuff, the runoff into the river. I mean, that's the Rio, not the Rio Grande. What is the? Yeah, it is the Rio Grande. It goes between Mexico and
it is the Rio Grande. Yeah, you got it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, what goes in there? My God, those are the people that we have to get after. Are there a select group of family farmers that probably aren't up on all the rules? Yeah, maybe. But that's where that's where the focus I think needs to be.
Well, and I think you made a great point. And when we look closely at the data on pollution in finished tap water that we collected from literally 50,000 water utilities from around the country, we found extremely high levels of the chemicals that are added to drinking water to deal with all of the animal waste that's winding up in our rivers, especially in the southeast. So there's a very high levels of what are called total trihalomethanes, which are a chemical that winds up in your drinking water because another chemical is added to deal with the presence of animal waste. So there's certainly things that the farmers who raise livestock can be doing and the companies that pay those farmers to raise livestock to dramatically reduce the amount of animal waste that's winding up in our drinking water.
Yep, that's a subject that I go off on for 15 minutes, but we've made the points here. In order to be in touch with Scott's group, ewg.org, check out what they're doing. Fine work. And Scott, thank you for being here. Appreciate the input. Scott Faber from the Environmental Working Group here on the American Family Farmer.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
All right, take a deep breath. Let's get back to a bit of opining on my part, although I'm not sure how... It's because I just picked it. There are a lot of things that go on in my life with me in the focus that relate to you and your focus. One of them are ticks. Are ticks. Is this your tick-borne problems? I just literally picked a tick off of my leg. And I haven't been outside for 12 hours, but I'm still there. Ticks everywhere. Skin, clothing, get into the bedding. It's a real problem. This year, it seems to be worse than ever. So whether it intimidates you or not, or whether you've been focusing on it or not, I'm going to relay a few things to you in the form of my commentary that maybe you should be thinking about right after this. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. All right, so let's get to this intimidation, if that's what you want to call it, the news for you as a family farmer regarding tick-borne diseases, especially the East Asian tick. If you look, every once in a while when I'm talking about one of the sponsors of one of my programs, the pillow people, my pillow, thinking about what's in the pillow, the mites that crawl into your ears and your nose and things you can't even see. They're microscopic. They're gross. They look like little crabs crawling around inside of you. You want to think 10 times worse when you think of a picture of a tick and the various kind of ticks, the longhorns, the females, the larvae. Males and females are found as hosts. The females are usually bigger and uglier. It's just okay. So I give you that as a way of getting your attention, the tick, the bush tick. I'm out mowing hay all the time. Many of you are, too. Come in with ticks on my clothing, my shirt, my neck, my hair. The dogs get it, and you take a walk in the woods. So what is going on here? Why are they worse this year than before, and why do you need to be aware of how to get rid of them? There is an unusual high volume of ticks this year, thus a high volume of tick bites. If you have a round circle with a little pin in the middle of it, get to a doctor fast. That's the kind of stuff that brings you Lyme disease. I've had it. It's not pretty. It stays with you. Once you get it, you never get it out of your system. You can mute it. You can deal with it after you've gone through the initial this experience with it, its initial run. But there's a lot of concern for livestock, cattle, sheep, horses, goats, pigs, donkeys, chickens, turkeys, a lot of stuff. How'd you like to be eating when you think about it? You eat all of these. Well, you don't eat horses, but maybe you eat some of the other stuff. Donkeys, you don't eat them. But you know what I'm talking about. Chickens, turkeys have been bitten by a tick. How about that for a yummy idea? Yeah, there's an appetizer for you. Ticks for dinner. And what do the ticks do to the animals? Not too much to horses and cows because they can't get through their hides. But sheep, little thinner hide. Chickens, certainly, and turkeys. There is really this longhorn tick that is infecting animals, sometimes causes stunted growth. So what do you do to get rid of them is probably the question. And honest and true, I don't have an answer for that. You can spray for various things, but because they travel in such a strange way, and they are the diseases that they create are pain, causes arthritis, all kinds of other stuff. There is stuff, the DEET that you can spray on you keeps them away. You got to do it every day, and you smell when you use it. There's some other things that could be, they get rid of the ticks, but it could be damaging to your skin. Breathing them in is not good for you. So it's a pretty difficult question, and I don't have a real answer. Just be careful. Make sure you inspect your body every day and get rid of, take a shower, know where they are, have somebody inspect your body. Get rid of those damn ticks. 59 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. you create 9/11, do 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.